Magai Matiopngok was 15 when he got into a violent altercation with a neighbor in November 2017. Ngok testified he stole his father's gun and fired warning rounds toward the ground when his cousin tried to stop the brawl. One of the bullets ricocheted off the ground and struck his cousin, who later died in the hospital. Ngok was arrested and appeared before the High Court in Nimule without a lawyer, as required by law. He was convicted of murder, sentenced to death, and sent to Juba Central Prison. Earlier this year, lawyers from the group Justice for Human Rights Observatory intervened after it became apparent no proper assessment was carried out to establish Ngok's age at the time of his conviction. Defense lawyer Godfrey Victor Bula is executive director of Justice for Human Rights Observatory.
Magai, at the time of commission of defense, he was sitting in his PLA, was a juvenile. Primary living certificate was a juvenile. And at the time of commission of defense, he was 15 years. Perhaps one of the reasons could be was that the provision of the facilities of age assessment at that time may have not been placed. And that's why the courts, our courts and the judiciary, are struggling in terms of determining the age of a juvenile. That's why those who are not likely like Magai are even executed.
The group appealed on behalf of Ngok, and the South Sudan Court of Appeals annulled his death sentence on July 14th on grounds Ngok was a minor at the time he committed the crime. The court sent case file to the High Court in Nimule to determine an appropriate penalty. Ngok was released from the death row on July 29th, but the complainant appealed to the Supreme Court, urging that Ngok should be executed because he is now an adult. Standing in the dock yesterday, Ngok told the court that his cousin's death was an accident.
Without any lawyer to defend me by then, I was taken to court for the first time, you know, and I didn't have any experience of how the court's procedures work. So I was only taken to court without any lawyer to defend me, without any of my family member, and without someone that I know. So I was taken to court for the first time, and it was also a big challenge to me.
The Supreme Court affirmed the appeals court decision and struck down Ngok's death sentence yesterday. Speaking on behalf of the Human Rights Observatory, Bula applauded the Supreme Court's decision, calling it a milestone on how juvenile cases should be handled that involve the death penalty.
Despite the fact that South Sudan as a country is a signatory to most of the international conventions that protect the rights of a child from being executed to death or convicted to death. So we are very grateful to the Supreme Court, to our Supreme Court of South Sudan, for this wonderful decision that indeed the proper application of the law and the constitution has been put in place.
Bula says he is especially concerned for juvenile offenders in rural areas.
Many juveniles still stand a risk of being convicted or executed to death because in the countryside there is no proper facility of assessment of age in place. Not having those facilities in place puts the juveniles at a risk of even being convicted to death or even executed, because our court will be struggling in determining the age of a juvenile because most of the parents don't take it serious, process the age assessment, or even in other places, those facilities are not there.
Earlier this year, Amnesty International called on the South Sudan government to fully comply with national and international laws which prohibit the use of the death penalty against one below the age of 18 at the time a crime was committed. Amnesty says authorities must abolish what they call this crucial, inhuman, and degrading punishment. Section 21, subsection 2 of the 2011 Transitional Constitution of South Sudan and International Human Rights Laws, of which South Sudan is a party, to prohibit the application of the death sentence against children. South Sudan is a signatory to the Convention on the Rights of Child, which prohibit capital punishment against anyone under the age of 18 at the time of the offense. For VOA News, I am Sheila Pony in Juba.